Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I've noticed that whenever I go to your house, your dogs really bark at me.
Yeah, our Chihuahua, Harry Truman in particular. One of these days, I think that dog is going to bark his head off.
Is there any soccer news going on? Anything like that?
Well,
this is an episode where we showcase you, Patrick. So right. I thought if you want to get any soccer news out of the way.
Let me just get this off my chest.
Crystal Palace or Crystal Castle or Crystal...
Crystal Palace. You had Crystal it right Palace, the first okay. time. Very well done, sir.
Okay.
Now, I just want to say, you know, we just went through the Champions League semifinal legs this week and as we record this.
Yes.
And Liverpool, Real Madrid. So it's European royalty playing in the Champions League final this year. I don't really care that much about it. I don't like either of those teams. So I don't even know if I'm going to watch it.
You'll watch it.
I know I will, but I'm mad. I'm mad about who's in it. I really am. I wanted it to be something different.
Okay, but really this is a music show.
Yeah, that's right.
It's called Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to talk about new music from April of 2018.
That's right.
Yesterday, I made a couple of picks, and this is your turn. So what do you got?
Or in my case, March 30th. But let's start with something that actually came out in April, Jim.
Okay.
It's the Hopalong record. I was worried at one point that they kind of broke up or something. You know, it's been 3 years since Painted Shut came out.
Yes, it's been a while.
Which was a great record. We both loved it. We interviewed the band.
We did.
We once went out to dinner with the band.
We did.
Or the main sister brother team in the band.
The amazing thing about that experience, so you're referring to our old podcast
show.
That we did, but it was cool that we did that interview because it was, I believe, the first time that like artist publicist like reached out to us.
Yeah.
It said
it was like a turning point.
Would you like this band to be on your show? We were like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it was right after MJ talked about
that's right,
how much,
Hopalong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. about Hopalong and the power of Hopalong on
yeah.
the kids.
It was cool.
So it all worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And they're a tremendous band.
Oh, they really are. And this record, Jim, to me, I don't know, you've listened to it. I know we talked about it a little bit. And it seems like a leap forward in many ways.
Yeah.
It's expansive. It's richer. Yet it still doesn't diminish their drive and their energy. Yet they're working in some textures that really showcase the voice of one of the really good singers right now in indie rock, right? Francis Quinlan.
Such a unique singer,
yeah.
too. So what song should we play?
I want to play the last track on the album, Prior Things.
All right. That is something.
Yeah, it's really, really good. That song, Prior Things. I also love What the Writer Meant, The Fox in Motion, mm-hmm. and How You Got Your Limp. Those are all really good songs off this album. It's called Bark Your Head Off, Dog. It's mm-hmm. on Saddle Creek.
Yep.
Connor's label. And it's amazing, Jim. I just think it's such a an amazing development. I was kind of in the back of my mind, I was worried about them, and they come back with this amazing leap forward.
Maybe that's why it took 3 years.
Yeah, it really sounds like they really worked on it hard.
The thing is, it's one of those albums that if I spent even more time with it, I could really sort of break this down. But right now, I can't necessarily do that. But it's one of those that when you hear it, everybody's had this experience when you're a fan of a band and you've liked them and you've enjoyed their work, and then you hear their latest release and you're just like, wow.
I know.
It feels like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
And I can't necessarily explain, you know, what it is exactly,
yeah,
but it just feels like a, like you said, sort of a richer experience, you know, really well crafted. Yeah. The songs just, you know, just hit you. And
yeah.
And I mentioned, you know, that Frances has sort of a unique vocal delivery,
mm-hmm,
and I just love it. She seems in even more so in just incredible command of her voice.
Yeah, exactly.
The way she uses it as a instrument and a tool, and it's so impressive. Like, just like you hear little things,
yeah,
that she does,
exactly,
with her voice. It's, mm-hmm, almost like
that I've never been able to hear before,
right,
because of the production or whatever it,
right,
might be. But yeah, you can really hear it. It's richly detailed.
Really? I mean, it just dynamically, the way she just sort of cuts in and out and goes around corners and, yeah, threads a needle here.
Amazing.
It's just amazing what, mm-hmm, she does with her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. She's a real talent.
Yeah. And don't forget to mention Brother Mark on drums, mm-hmm, and Tyler Long on bass. So, you know, it really is. It's an amazing experience here that they've put together.
I think big things are going to happen for,
yeah,
this band.
Yeah,
I feel like
too.
They've
this
really
is,
taken a step,
yeah,
up.
Yeah, this is a big breakthrough album for them. So
very cool.
Not that we've hyped them up too much, and hopefully everything goes well, but it's really great to hear from those guys again, so I was really happy about that. Now, the other song I want to play,
yep,
completely in a different direction.
Yep,
like,
I like
couldn't
that.
Couldn't be more different. Couldn't be more different. So you're a fan of the streaming services, Jim, and you like the recommendations and things like,
yes,
that to come up. So you know me, I like to listen to a little jazz music. I was listening to a John Coltrane album that's actually on the Impulse label, which is a pretty famous jazz label going back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Coltrane put out a bunch of records on there. And one of the recommendations came up was this band whose name I'm probably mispronouncing, Sons of Kemet, K-E-M-E-T. It's kind of a little bit of a super group in some ways, a jazz player. So there's,
okay,
this guy, Shabaka Hutchins. Orrin Marshall plays tuba, and Tom Skinner and Seb Rochford play drums. But they all do a lot of other things, like a lot of jazz musicians do. They record under their own name. They record with duos and all kinds of things. But yeah, this record came up on my recommendation, Jim. I'll never forget it. I was driving down Route 74 in North Carolina,
okay,
from Winston-Salem down to Wilmington after having watched our daughter play in a 2-day soccer tournament Sunday morning. You ever have one of those mornings you're driving along, it's kind of overcast, a little cloudy, and then all of a sudden the sun breaks through? It was right around the time this album came up on the recommendation, and I heard the first recommendation song, and I was like, I gotta listen to this whole album right now. You know, I'm done with the recommendation. Great, you found me something great. So let's play this song called My Queen is Albertina Susilu. And I'll tell you a little bit about that title and the whole theme of the record, which I discovered later after this morning in North Carolina. But this is what I heard. We'll be right back.
So that's a tuba playing there?
Yeah.
That's some pretty massive major tuba playing there. Yeah.
Theon Cross is wailing his ass off for almost 6 minutes on the tuba during that song.
You don't usually hear it played that way.
And he's carrying the bass. He's like playing the bass part with the drums there while the saxophone goes off on its little solo flights.
Okay.
It's amazing. Yeah. So I'll also say this. You ever hear a piece of music, Jim, and it hits your sensibility so directly that you're kind of almost don't want to trust it? Like, I can't be this good. Like, it can't have the stuff I really like together like this, right? But this for me is like Fela Kuti, Afrobeat combined with like Coltrane and, you know, classic jazz. It just hits all my pleasure centers really directly. Yeah, yeah. So I really dig the music. There's a couple of vocal tracks, but apparently I didn't want to get too deep into this because I really don't understand it. But this is a statement. These guys are British. You know, they live in London area. And basically this is, you know, all the songs start with "My Queen Is." Mm-hmm. Basically a direct reaction against the fact that London is one of the most melting pot cities on earth, if not the most melting pot city on earth, yet it's still run by an old school white aristocracy, right? So basically this is a reaction. All the songs are like, here's an example, "My Queen Is Harriet Tubman," right? Mm-hmm. Right. And so that song, Albertina Ciceliu, she was a anti-apartheid activist apparently, but this is, yeah, it's you know, like basically queuing up, you know, four sides of music, you know, with two tracks each that basically are jams that promote inclusivity and diversity and all that stuff. And they named them after all kinds of famous female activists, and they wail their asses off for the whole record. So it's a fantastic thing, and I really like it. The album again is "Your Queen Is a Reptile," and it's on the Impulse label. Jim, it's still around, so I dig it. Came out March 30th, though, so I cheated a tiny bit.
No, because that's April to you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My time is a little slower. But yeah, I just love it, man. Every track is great. And there's some toasting on one of the tracks, and there's some political rant at some point. But for the most part, it's an instrumental record.
I like this, and I'm going to spend some time with it.
Yeah,
and
check it out.
To me, this would be a great record. So one of the things I do just in my life here... Mm-hmm.
You still do the Jane Fonda workouts on occasion.
I don't want to get into that right now, but on the weekends,
yeah,
I have become in my life as I've gotten older more of an early riser.
Okay.
And so even on the weekends, because I'm used to getting up really early to beat DC traffic during the week, I still get up relatively early on Saturday and Sunday, but my family does not.
Right.
They all sleep. The teenage kids, they. Until noon.
Yeah, they can crash until late.
And my wife also likes to catch up on her sleep on the weekend. Yeah. So I get actually a good, you know, few hours in the morning just like listen to music. So
perfect for a Sunday, Saturday morning.
This is good like weekend morning music, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what happened to me. Yeah. Hit me on a Sunday morning. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I'm going to do this weekend. All right.
Perfect. So that's my picks for April.
Very nice. Now we have a surprise coming up at the end of this episode. Very excited. People will want to hang on here and listen to all this to get to the surprise.
You need the surprise.
Yes. All right. So what we have to deal with first is that people should listen
every day.
And they can do that by going to Apple Podcasts, where they should subscribe and rate and review. Or they can go to like Spotify or Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn or SoundCloud, all these places, right?
We're in the library. You can check us out in the library.
Just go to Google and search Rock in the Suburbs podcast. A lot of options will pop up. Yeah, put the podcast part in. A lot of options will pop up, and just listen however you want. If you'd like, we'll email you links to the episodes. Whatever you want to do. Tell other people about it. That'd be great, too.
Tell them.
And yell out the window
as loud as you can. Really loud.
And play music loud out the window, too.
We please.
We encourage that.
Disturb your homeowners association.
Yeah, as much as you can. Play us a hop along loud out the window.
Yeah.
I think the neighbors need to hear that. Also, you can tell us what you've been listening to in April or tell us about anything in music.
Please. Eric Didridson, I don't know, is he allowed? Because he listens to so much music. Although I saw on Spotify the other day, I follow him on Spotify.
Yeah.
He was doing like a whole Gordon Lightfoot binge.
Oh, really?
For like 2 days. No, I made that up. But
it wouldn't surprise me, really.
I don't know what he listens to, but I see him listen to all kinds of things.
Yeah. So anything you listen to in April, we'd love to hear it. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com or you can call our suburban party line, leave a message, 612-440-1984. And the rest of this week, we're actually going to be addressing some listener feedback,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Suburbs Pod. Okay, so we usually like to close out with a cover.
Surprise.
A new cover of an old song.
Yeah.
This is not exactly that, but stick with me here for a second. This is more of an artist reclaiming a song that someone else covered. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the artist wrote the song.
I see. Okay.
Didn't actually record it. Mm-hmm. Wrote it for somebody else.
And now they're coming back and putting their own.
Well, okay. Did actually record it. That recording never got released.
Ah.
The other artist made it famous.
Okay.
Now it's been released under the original artist's studio recording.
Got it.
There's a reason why this artist can't record it today because he's no longer with us.
Ah.
You're going to know the song. Okay. You're going to know the artist. And it is incredible.
Okay.
So this is Prince and his original studio recording of Nothing Compares to You, which was never released.
Wow. I did not know that.
But it is now. They dug it out of the vault and they've put it out. So here you go. So with that, this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
And we can still hit the pitch with coins and batteries. So it's a good spot.